Business, finance, politics. There's a lot going on out there, and the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast covers it all, twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. A lot of planning goes into buying a home, but unexpected events could force someone to have to walk away from a potential deal and take on significant penalties. A contingency clause in the contract can be the saving grace.
Basically, they give buyers and sellers a way to back out a real estate contract if certain conditions aren't met. And the sale of the home is contingent on one of these conditions.
Coming up, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
A home is one of the most expensive things you'll purchase in your life. But what if after you've selected a house and started the paperwork process, you realize there's a chance you might not be able to hold up your end of the deal? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger wrote about contingency clauses often written into home buying contracts. Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So Veronica, who tends to most often write these contingency clauses into home buying contracts?
Well, they are common with both sellers and buyers because they can protect both sides of the equation there. These days, the buyers are writing them in more, but also some people who are in the tech field, interestingly enough, are writing these contingencies in to clauses, both buyers and sellers who work in tech. For example, I spoke to a seller who worked in the technology area. He lost his job. He was on a special type of visa, which allows him to stay in the country. Long story short, he didn't have a job and he wanted to sell his house, but if he was going to be able to get a new job, he didn't want to sell his house. So he had a contingency that said, look, if I get another job within 30 days, the sale of my house is off, but if I can't find another job in 30 days, I'll still go ahead and sell my house to you. Interestingly enough, I'm seeing buyers ask for this too. People in tech and people in banking, because we've seen so much uncertainty in banking these days, people who work in those industries are saying, look, if I lose my job before this contract closes, I will be able to get my deposit money back on the house. I'm not going to lose that deposit money, which in some cases could be up to six figures, so depending on how expensive the house is. And so it's an important hedge for people to be able to back out of a contract, get that deposit money back, and minimize hard feelings that might happen between a buyer and seller if things go south.
What usually goes into these clauses? What do they aim to do?
Well, basically, they give buyers and sellers, one or both of the parties, a way to back out of a real estate contract if certain conditions aren't met. And basically, the sale of the home is contingent on one of these conditions. Some of these conditions could be an appraisal, or they could be a home inspection, or they could be a funding contingency, and can talk a little bit about those. But there's various contingencies you can add into a contract depending on what you're looking to hedge against, what risk you're looking to hedge against.
Now, the home buying process often involves the contract level, the closing level. Where in the home buying process do these contingency clauses typically come into play?
You want to get that contingency clause in any preliminary contract before any money changes hands. So before you give over your deposit money to that seller for that house, usually it's held in escrow, it should be held in escrow by the attorneys. before you hand over any money, make sure you have in writing that this deal could be called off if X and Y don't happen. It's really important before any money changes hands. You know, if you're still in the house shopping stage, no need to be talking about contingencies to potential sellers you may be buying from. You don't want to push yourself out of the process, because I think it is important to say, if you're a buyer and you add a contingency into a contract, or say you're looking for some sort of contingency outright, you're generally less competitive as a buyer. There's still people out there, these cash buyers, who will buy a house with no mortgage, no contingency, sometimes even sight unseen. Those people are very, very competitive buyers. And so if you're in one of those markets that still exist out there, just be wary that adding in a contingency into your offer is going to make you look weaker.
Now, what effect has the housing market had on this trend of writing in contingency clauses?
Well, it's interesting, because during the height of the pandemic-fueled housing frenzy, no contingencies on the behalf of buyers were being asked for. If you asked for a contingency, it was like, see you later, you're not going to win this bid on this house. There's too much competition. Now, though, it's a much different scenario. Mortgage rates have almost doubled, or more than doubled, from where they were during the height of that frenzy. We were at 7% interest rates on average for 30-year fixed mortgages just the other week. And so because of the high interest rates on mortgages, there is less competition for houses right now. And when there's less competition, less buyers out there, buyers have more leverage. In addition, there's a bit more inventory. There's a bit more homes for sale this year than there were last year. And because there's more choice, not a ton more choice, but there's more choice, that gives buyers more leverage, because sellers in many cases aren't going to get those five offers that they might have gotten a year ago. Maybe they're only getting one good offer. And if they have that one good offer at that price that they're looking for, they may be willing to work with you and agree to the contingency that you're looking for.
Now, what other kinds of contingency clauses are written into home buying contracts that might not deal with potential job loss or something that might create, you know, some sort of a financial shortfall?
Well, one thing that we're seeing coming back, which is a nice thing for buyers, is that it's okay to ask for a home inspection contingency again. Back in the day, meaning the height of the pandemic, when the housing market was moving so quickly, many buyers were having to waive inspections and take that house as is. And as we know, there's people who have regrets because they realize there's some major repairs or major leaks that are occurring, or cracks in the foundation. So you don't have to forego that home inspection anymore to get the house. You can say this offer is contingent on passing the home inspection based on this criteria, and then we'll move ahead with the deal. So that's one thing that we're seeing again, which is really good news for buyers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Jack Howe, host of a podcast called Barron's Streetwise. Critics have called it about investing mostly and roughly 20 minutes an episode. We recently dug into questions like, how long will high inflation last, and should you buy tanking tech stocks like Netflix and Rivian? Listen to Barron's Streetwise on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.